Katie Hill exposed, the unfiltered hashtag Me3 Democrats embrace of the radical left. By Hannah Blow on November 14, 2019. Former Democrat Representative Katie Hill, DCA, in recent days, has exposed herself as a radical feminist leftist hell-bent on taking down the president and maiming those who support him. The disgraced Democrat fell from her position of legislative authority in stunning fashion, resigning from Congress after finding herself unable to overcome mounting allegations of inappropriate sexual relationships with members of her staff. In recent days, Hill has rebranded herself as an unfiltered woman, no longer shackled by expectations to represent a relatively split district or distracted by the political jockeying that dominates the nation's capital. As such, she has exposed herself for what she has been all along, a radical feminist leftist obsessed with taking down the president. The California Democrat, 32, rose to the national spotlight in October after allegations of inappropriate sexual relationships with members of her congressional staff surfaced. The allegations included a throuple relationship with a female staffer, a relationship she eventually admitted to and described as inappropriate. She was also accused of carrying on an affair with a male staffer, which she denied. Nonetheless, the allegations sparked an ethics probe. Hill formally resigned shortly thereafter, but not before voting alongside her impeachment-driven colleagues to pass the partisan impeachment inquiry resolution, which has yet to expose any instance of criminal behavior on the part of President Trump. Hill, bizarrely, said she voted in favor of the resolution on behalf of the women of the United States of America. Prior to the vote, she attributed her political demise, in part, to sexism and blasted right-wing media and Republican opponents for enabling and perpetuating her husband's abuse by reporting on her alleged sexual escapades. Scandal aside, Hill did not tend to make headlines during her short tenure as a congresswoman. While she was part of the infamous freshman class of House Democrats, which includes Reps. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, Rashida Tlaib, DME, Ilhan Omar, DMN, and Ayanna Pressley, DMA, she maintained a relatively low profile, at least in comparison. That could have had something to do with the fact that she represented a relatively split district, defeating incumbent Republican Steve Knight with 54.4% to Knight's 45.6%. The district has flipped from red to blue since its creation in both House races and presidential elections, causing its representatives, specifically, to play a different political game than counterparts in safe districts. Tlaib secured 84.6% in Michigan's 13th district, and Omar garnered 78.2% of the vote in Minnesota's 5th district. The wide margins grant far-left Democrats more flexibility in terms of promoting radical ideas and ultra-progressive proposals, proposals that tend to make more moderate Democrats in the House nervous due to electability. Hill did not have that luxury, until now. The mask has slipped. She has been, essentially, celebrating her freedom from any burdensome cover like representing a politically split district, which forced her to keep her true thoughts at bay. On Tuesday evening, the former lawmaker announced in a video on Twitter that she would soon be resurfacing in a more unfiltered way, admitting that it had everything to do with the fact that she no longer serves in Congress. "I also wanted you to know I'm starting to resurface. You're going to be seeing more of me on social media. More of me out and about, so I look forward to seeing all of you," she said, donning a shirt from her good friend Ayanna Pressley. "And I wanted to say that now I'm not a member of Congress, it might be a little bit more unfiltered, which I'm kind of looking forward to," she added. Hill originally ran on run-of-the-mill Democrat ideas, signaling support for Medicare for All and a federal ban on assault weapons and calling climate change one of the greatest threats to our planet. However, she also took what many described as a moderate approach on immigration, expressing a willingness to compromise border security in exchange for DACA protections, a departure from the squad. In a June 12 piece ahead of the 2018 election, The New Yorker described Hill as a centrist Democrat who flouts the old identity conventions of female political contenders by identifying as bisexual. Prior to joining Congress, Hill led PATH, People Assisting the Homeless, and spearheaded a ballot measure to raise more than $1 billion to fund permanent supportive housing for the homeless in Los Angeles. She told The New Yorker, "Passing HHH was this incredible victory. but instead of being able to celebrate, we realized what it meant to have a Republican House and Senate and Donald Trump as president. That could undermine every bit of hard work we accomplished. So she ran and won, successfully flipping the district back to blue. In part by painting herself, with the help of media, as a more moderate Democrat. Hill has since shown that is far from the case. The new, unfiltered Hill has made good on her promise to resurface. Unabashedly picking fights with her former colleagues on Twitter and others she likely would have otherwise ignored. Had her alleged sexual escapades not taken her down. You're surprised by me? You single-handedly taught an entire country a new word. Hashtag thruple. And WTH is up with that tattoo? Gosar said, referencing a Daily Mail article that featured shocking photos of the former congresswoman. Gee doc, I am sorry you're behind the times. At show underscore shameless taught the country that word way back in season 7, Hill said. And please don't talk to me about a tattoo. Because you just admitted you clicked to see my nudes and that disturbs the hell out of me. She added, referring to the photos featured in the Daily Mail article. Hill was particularly active during Wednesday's lackluster impeachment hearing. Desperately trying to assist her former Democrat colleagues from the sidelines. In one tweet, she declared that the identity of the so-called whistleblower, whose second-hand complaint sparked the partisan impeachment inquiry, does not matter. In the tweet, she referred to the whistleblower as a man and added a sarcastic explanation to her critics. P.S. I am saying he because I listened to the Daily Podcast with it Mikey Ebarb today and they said the whistleblower is known to be a man. Today's episode of Third Grader's Guide to the Impeachment Hearings is a must-listen for learning. And also adorable. In another tweet, she claimed that Trump was not asking for something to help America but to straight-up help himself get re-elected. That Democrat talking point, however, is patently false. Trump did not condition aid on investigations into a potential political opponent. Hill also used her renewed social media presence to attack more of her colleagues, dropping an OMG and continuing to lambaste Republicans. She even retweeted a highly inflammatory remark from Samantha Bees, a notorious anti-Trumper, full frontal account, which read, Jim Jordan is pretending that the impeachment witnesses are Ohio State wrestlers and he's an assistant coach. She also attempted to compare President Zelensky's denial of pressure to her own experience of alleged sexual abuse. At Rep. John Ratcliffe is trying to say that because Zelensky publicly said he wasn't being coerced by Trump means he wasn't. Well, I denied any kind of abuse not just publicly but to my closest friends and family for years, she wrote. This is no different. More. In another tweet, Hill lamented Breitbart News for merely reporting on her self-proclaimed emergence back into the spotlight. In the days following her political fall, Hill has attempted to attach her recent experience to a greater feminist movement, using her newfound voice as a modern-day feminist rallying cry. It is a similar sentiment Hill expressed on the House floor following her final vote on the impeachment inquiry, attempting to tie the impeachment of Trump to feminism, two subjects that have little in common. And so today, as my last vote, I voted on impeachment proceedings. Not just because of corruption, obstruction of justice, or gross misconduct, but because of the deepest abuse of power including the abuse of power over women, Hill said on the House floor. Today, as my final act, I voted to move forward with the impeachment of Donald Trump on behalf of the women of the United States of America, she continued. We will not stand down. We will not be broken. We will not be silenced. We will rise, and we will then make tomorrow better than today, she added. As Hill teased, Americans can expect more from the former lawmaker, who is now, for all intents and purposes, politically exposed, unrestricted, and uncuffed.